one would have no problem with members of the NDC being investigated because all of us are law-abiding. This is a law-abiding political party, and as a government that has just existed, we are committed to ensuring that lawful orders are complied with. And so let it be made abundantly clear that the NDC and the minority in parliament are not opposed to any lawful act of getting its members subjected to lawful invitations to cooperate in the process of establishing the truth or otherwise about institutions of state. We are not afraid one bit to account for the stewardship we have held in the last 8 years, because we are proud that it's a proud legacy we have left in this country, which will be unmatched.
But how can the raid on Dr. Donkor's residence be described as unlawful?
I'm just coming to that. You see, we are in a law and order society. We are not in a jungle. We are not in a banana republic. We are not in a failed state. There are processes that are spelled out in the constitution and the laws of this country about how to go about this. So even the mere possession of a court order is not enough for you to just go and raid people in their homes, especially when these are city members of parliament. The constitution of this republic and the laws of this land spell out clearly the processes that they ought to undergo if you want to either effect the arrest of the man or even solicit his participation in an investigation. There are processes that you need to go through, and we expect that the government should be the first line of order in respecting the laws of this country. They know the laws of this country, yet they chose to brazenly send people to go invade the privacy of individuals.